Now, one of the things we talk about on this show a lot is debt. CBS News is reporting that today the national debt has topped $13 trillion for the first time. Now, $13 trillion is hard to grasp, and it's hard, you know, I'm a numbers guy, and I don't know that I can emotionally begin to see that many zeros and understand what that could potentially mean. So I always have to have a point of reference to help me understand, you know, well, what does $13 trillion mean? I mean, if it is that a lot? Well, of course it's a lot. But here's the sad thing. It took the entire history of the nation until 2008, all the way to 2008, to get to $9 trillion in debt. Since 2008, in the last 2 years, we've added almost 50%. $4 trillion more from $9 trillion to get to $13 trillion. So it's not the $13 trillion that is reason to make you fire everyone in Washington. The scary thing, that the thing that you have to stop your elected officials from doing, America, is the rate of growth of this. If it had gone to $13 trillion from $12 trillion over the past 25 years, that would be a little different. But it did it from $12 trillion to $13 trillion in the last 6 months. And from $11 trillion to $12 trillion in about 6 months before that, and from $10 trillion to $11 trillion in about 6 months before that, 4 months before that. So since 2008, actually back in 2008, from $9 trillion to $13 trillion in growth. Growth of the debt. So the rate of spending has, percentage-wise and in actual dollars, increased at breakneck speed. It's not business as usual in Washington since 2008, which includes, by the way, Republicans and Democrats, because it includes both administrations. So let's not get all caught up in your politics. Let's ask you to continue to use your mind. It's a struggle for some of you. Some of you have your head stuck up so far up your politics you can't think. But just continue to use your own mind. Think for yourself. Don't listen just to the sound bites or the predisposed opinions of your favorite news network. But actually think. This is cause for a political revolution. You can call it a tea party if you want to call it that. I'm fine with that. If some of you aren't fine with that, that's okay. But I don't care what your ideology is or your ilk is or that kind of stuff. The bottom line is, anybody who looks at $9 trillion and thinks going to $13 trillion as fast as it has in national debt is a good thing. You're not very smart if you think that's a good thing. And I'm being gentle. You're stupid. And you've got to fire these people. You've got to stop this, because there reaches a point where the lines cross, and the lines are your ability to pay the payments. Just like, you know, you might be able to pull off $2,000 in credit card debt on your income now, as long as your income doesn't go down. But when you take it to $100,000 in credit card debt, somewhere along there, you're going to reach a point you can't pay the bill, because the monthly interest bill is more than your income, more than your income allocated to pay interest with, given that you have other obligations for your income. And the national scene is not different than that. It is truly that profound and that simple. And so this deficit spending us into the hole, not running a balanced budget, and yay, even better than a balanced budget, a surplus budget to pay back the debt and pay it off, is heading us much in the wrong direction. Now, I'm often asked then by people when I bring up the national debt, because that gets some of you very excited, because you really want me to bring that up more often, and you want me to talk about it all the time, and you just spend way too much of your energy thinking about it, since it's something you really can do personally nothing about other than vote. But I'm often asked by those of you that are panicking over this, well, doesn't this just mean that the economies that we're just shot? I mean, we're just going to the United States is just going to collapse. I mean, I've always known it was going to happen, and this is the sign. It's happening now. It's all going to go away. We're just dead. And you know, I've got friends in the media that on television and friends on the talk radio circuit that are telling everybody every day that the world's coming to an end. And honestly, you know, I've talked to them on the air on their shows, and it's just, you know, Glenn Beck's a friend of mine, and it's just not true. It's not true. The world's not coming to an end. And politically, the way you could look at it is this. If Jimmy Carter gave us Ronald Reagan, what kind of superstar is Barack Obama going to give us? Now, that's an anti-Democrat statement, right? But, you know, if this problem caused by Republicans and Democrats, all kidding and jabbing aside, gives us the opportunity for a solution, how great is the solution going to be? And I really think it's on the horizon. I do see people of liberal persuasion, conservative persuasion, Democrats and Republicans, I see this germ of capitalism rising up inside of people. This concept of wealth redistribution is not playing well with the masses. There's a few people that want something for nothing, but most people, even that are broke, don't want other people's money given to them. Now, there's some that are just ignorant, and they just want free money on anything, and they're just ignorant. But most people of substance, meaning character, all they want is an opportunity, a fair playing field that's not diluted by prejudice. And it will never have that perfectly, and we do need to work on those things, no question about that. We need an even playing field. But that's all we're asking for. And, you know, we're not asking for the government to give me, I don't want Bill Gates' money so that I'm okay. I don't want it. I don't want it so that I'm okay. It's just not there. I don't need Bill Gates' money. I'll be okay without Bill Gates' money. So I don't want you to tax him more to give it to me. I'll go make my own money. That's my job. And so the people that, you know, that's the majority of people in America. Even if they're broke, all they want's an opportunity. All they want's some hope. All they want's a shot. And that's all we got to give them. It's an environment where they have a shot. An environment where if they get up, roll up their sleeves, leave the cave, kill something, and drag it home, they get to keep it. And so the reason I am optimistic, and I don't think the world's coming to an end, and I think that people who are spreading fear are wrong, is because I'm talking to you every day. As I travel across America, people are pissed off. People are sick of this. They are not going to put up with it. When this headline breaks this week and people are reading it, they're going to go, there's another reason I'm going to fire those people. We're going to send them home. There's another reason we're going to fire them. And so, you know, $13 trillion in national debt, up from $9 trillion only since 2008. A dramatic jump. A dramatic jump. So absolute problems. Are they going to be fixed? Only if you send the bunch up there that's doing the spending home. Democrats and Republicans.